Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I might be the only one, but I've always been fascinated when I can remember the first time I heard of something. There's only a few of them, because a lot of times the first time you hear of something, it doesn't register, right? It doesn't stay significant.
There's no point of reference.
Two that come to mind. One is really stupid. One is when our friend and coworker and program director in Omaha came out of his office in the house and said, "You guys, biggest hit of the summer is going to be this band called the Spice Girls. This song sucks so bad, and everybody's going to love it." And then the rest of the summer, so I remember that. And then the other one was when a professor in college in 1995 tried to explain the internet to us. And no one in the class had ever even heard of the internet before that. And so that stands out. Do you remember where you were the first time someone explained what internet was to you?
Oh, yeah, I was a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not internet, but I do remember the first time I heard about email because my buddy went to the University of Michigan, bigger school, and they had that. And he and I would write letters back and forth to one another, and we'd always put stupid things in the envelope, crap like that. And then at one point we were having a conversation and he was describing how they could send email, electronic mails to each other. And then he's like, "Do you have an email address?" And I go, "I don't know what that means, man."
Right? Yeah. Thanks for the gibberish.
I know you go
to a better state school than me. So
I know the phone number that goes to the phone attached to my wall.
Well, for some of you, this video may be your introduction to the internet from back in the day.
This is from when? The 90s?
I believe.
Sometime, early 90s?
Yes.
Okay.
Bunch of kids.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay. I think I've seen this before.
90s guide to using the internet.
The first thing that you need to know is that the internet is amazing and it's changing every day. Once you've learned how to get online yourselves, you'll start seeing web pages everywhere. TV shows have them, schools, Disney World, even the White House.
What's a web page? Something ducks walk on?
That's a hilarious joke, you incel. You're going to love the internet when you're older.
Ha ha, very funny. No, it's the name of the different sites you can look up on the internet.
Hold on, sis. Let's start at the beginning, like Dad did with us. So Andrew and Lisa will be able to persuade their parents about the internet.
Boo!
With some important
Who
facts.
Talks like that?
Oh, man.
Persuade their parents. Get the nerd.
Yeah, that's coercion.
Good idea, Peter, but where do we start?
Let's start with the basics first. There are three important services you can access on the internet.
Surfing.
The World Wide Web.
Surfing? That sounds pretty cool already.
If I have to tell you to shut up one more time, Andrew, I'm going to knock your buck teeth down your throat.
Already.
Andrew, don't interrupt. Go on, Peter.
God, we hate you, Andrew.
There are news groups to share information with people, and then there's email.
Email? I heard that's really neat.
Yeah.
So there's.
Yeah, that's definitely not going to be the bane of my existence when I'm 38 years old in a job I hate.
Yeah, I can't wait till one day I have 50,000 of something I don't care about.
I know. I hear they find you pretty well.
Wait until you hear the word unsubscribe.
Yeah, you can even talk with people all over the world on chat lines.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, someone can call you an idiot that's never met you.
ASL. Ooh.
Where should we start?
Let's start with web pages. So first, you need to know that everything on the internet has an address, and all web addresses start with http://. Then to
this kid also kind of looks like Dakota Fanning, right?
A little bit, yes.
I've been trying to put my finger on it the whole time.
Yes, you're
He's
right.
got the Dakota Fanning eyes, I think.
Yeah. No.
Then to access the World Wide Web, you type in www.
But times have changed. You don't have to type the http://://
For instance, I used the World Wide Web to search the archives of the Smithsonian Museum a
Boring
few weeks ago.
Nerd.
Can you show us what you found?
Sure.
This is a page called Rectal Foreign Bodies. This is a Jack Daniels bottle and a keister.
I think that was literally the first thing I saw when we got internet in our apartment downtown.
Didn't take long for us to. I don't even know how we got to that.
www.boobs.com.
I think we might have Yahooed weirdest things on the internet. That was like number 4.
Yeah, somebody probably told us about it. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I remember my dad getting one of those like sand-colored computers, you know, from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we had one of
those. They were all that color.
Yeah. We had one of those. And most of the time we lived too far out in the country when we were moving. He didn't like to be on base if we didn't have to be. But other times we'd live close enough where we could get the internet and dial up and whatever. And email was like the coolest thing. He could reconnect with buddies from West Point and people that we had known from other military bases he had been stationed at. And I thought, that's so neat. It's like, you know, a pen pal. That's how I saw the internet for so long until AOL happened and then chat rooms happened and internet games happened and they had their front page that had like daily news. And I thought, man, this whole World Wide Web thing's pretty big.
Yeah, we had no idea. Worldwide.
Yeah, I was like, as a kid, this is amazing.
Just had no idea.
I know. Being 12 in a chat room, wow. Wilder than a club in your 20s.
Yeah, this is exciting. Someday this will ruin my day.
Yeah, for real.
First so time you often, log on and see a grown man walking forward with his penis out, you're like, oh, damn.
Well, for you, tomato, tomato. You
yeah.
know, not everybody's ruined by that.
I was.
What were you doing when you...
My friends were just like, oh, you got to get on Omegle and you can just... click through and go to like the next chat room.
Oh,
so you're just sitting there, two teenage girls like, let's see who we could talk to. And then, yeah, there's just a man member.
Yeah.
Saying hi to you.
Now, you were young and your friends were young when you made that mistake. I don't know why, but I don't remember. I don't think it was when we interviewed Kelly and we did but it was definitely that round of interviews when we were doing. Because we would do like a round of segment 17, but we'd do it just for us to see what the chemistry was like with Kelly or other candidates. But one of them, we ended up watching Chat Roulette and seeing how far we could go before we saw a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did that with us on air one time.
We did?
Yeah. 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 We did that with us on air. And because
that's inappropriate too.
Yeah. They're, well, I think Steve was out and y'all did it, and y'all were like, all right, let's see how many the guys have to do until you see a penis, and then how many I had to do until I saw
That's
penis.
What we were doing, yeah. Let's see who could get the biggest number.
And then we saw the inside of Steve's room when he had his pants on Chat Roulette.
I think it took me like two people, because one guy had the camera, and it was like one of those dimly lit rooms, so you could really only see the computer screen shining on his face.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, man, no penis. And then he turned the angle down. And I was like, ah! We all screamed.
And then didn't he just smile?
Yeah.
He's like, ugh.
I was like, I'm done.
Yep.
My God.
And then I can't remember. One of us went, and it went like 31 people without a wiener. And we were like, well, this just seems like we set it up so that the person we're interviewing gets to sue us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good time.
So much fun.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen on the internet, Maitland?
Hmm.
It's hard to even answer that, isn't it?
That is.
Hard because everything is weird on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
especially, too, because now there's I mean, there's social media, there's Twitter. Like, you could do the weirdest thing you've seen on Facebook, the weirdest thing you've seen on whichever one. Like, 2 years ago, there was a guy pleasuring himself with a McChicken. And that video was going around.
What?
That's weird.
And
that's pretty weird, yeah.
Yeah. That's
a guy
weird.
In Missouri just got arrested for having sex with a train seat.
A train seat?
Yeah.
Do they have, like, special holes in them or something? Why is he having
that one must have.
Ugh.
Or if he was just wedging it between the cushions.
Yeah, maybe between the seat cushion and the back cushion, maybe.
Huh. Yeah, everything was...
That's pretty weird.
Working out great for that guy.
I think the weirdest thing I've seen on the internet is Lemon Party. You guys are the one who told me to search that. I didn't see that until I was in my 30s.
I've never seen it. I know what it is, but I've never seen it. You've I've never seen two girls, one cup.
No, me neither.
Oh, man. That's
don't need
that's
to.
That's not the weirdest thing I've seen. That's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Salad fingers was pretty weird.
Rusty I don't know.
Oh, tub girl. That was gross.
The first time I got tricked into seeing that, I immediately called everyone on the show and said, I'm sending you a link. You have to see it so we can all suffer together. And then everybody was like, what is it? And I told them, and they're like, why would I look at that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just need you to.
So bad.
No one did.
Yeah. Or like cake farts, pudding farts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those types of things. Yeah.
I had friends with older brothers who were like, hey, you got to check this out.
Yeah.
And then they'd make us watch it.
Hey, you got to check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boys have a weird way of relating sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get some younger girls in here and see if they're impressed by what we know. Watch this. A girl's on a cake.
Check this out.
This is what you do with the internet.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.